This is Project Independence and You, and we've been talking with Tony Rovere. I'm Rebecca Miller, along with my co-host, David Linden.
How are you?
Hi. Tony, I know that you are the co-chair for the Long Island chapter of the Aging in Place Council. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The Aging in Place Council, it's a not-for-profit group. It's a group of professionals in the senior care industry. It's a little bit like the Lions Club, but just specifically for seniors. And it encompasses professionals that are willing to give of their time and just be, contribute to their knowledge to the community. We have long-term care specialists. We have downsizing experts who can take, someone who's been living in a large house and move them into a co-op or a condo where it's easier to manage. Reverse mortgage brokers, elder law attorneys, mobility assistance experts, physical therapists. A lot of them come to the home. We just found an audiologist to be a part of the group.
Okay.
We are getting an optometrist who will make house calls for seniors. They're coming down in March. So it's a group that is geared towards giving of their time. But in a lot of ways, in my opinion, it's a misnamed group, because while it's aging in place, it's like we were talking about in the first segment. It's a group that's really geared towards helping the caregivers, because it's the caregivers who, when they get those phone calls at 11 o'clock at night or 2 in the morning, like we were talking about, that really are in the position where they don't know what to do. So we do a lot of educational seminars in the local libraries, where what we will do is just give of our, if we have specific information that we can share with the senior community and with their caregivers, that's what the organization is all about.
How would somebody access your organization?
Well, we do have a website. I'm the webmaster for it, too.
Okay.
LongIslandNAIPC.org, or they can give us a call at 888-646-1604. And leave a message there. And what will happen is the more detailed the message, the better, because we will then be in a position, based upon where you need the help, to be able to find the expert to help you, all of whom have been vetted, all of whom have background checks. So it's just not like going to the phone book. There is, ethical guidelines attached to the group, and there is a standard that the members of the group have to adhere to.
Okay, and can that information all be found on the website?
Yes, we do have a member role on that website where all the active members, it's right in the menu bar. Just click on member role, and you can see all of us right there.
All right. Okay, well, that's great information. Thank you so mm-hmm. much. I'd like to get back to your website. Mm-hmm. And how do you track what people, or do you track what kind of the top three categories, if you will, are that people are looking up? Like, what is the most common issue you see reoccurring?
Oh, that's easy. It's a couple of different ways. First of all, I can tell, just based upon my traffic, what are the most common pages. And that's the free dental care, that's free cell phones, that's hearing issues with hearing aids, and it's also based upon the questions I get, and by far, those are the top three.
Okay.
It's the cell phones, the hearing aids, and the
dental.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I had a senior moment there myself. When it comes to those services, I've actually been able to use those in a lot of respects to help out my mother, when it came to the hearing aid. Now, those can be hundreds up to thousands of dollars. But thanks to that Aging in Place Council and the audiologist, I like to sit down and interview people just to get more knowledge for the group. She actually recommended to me, based upon what I was telling her what was going on with mom, she said, I don't think she needs a hearing aid. I think she needs a pocket talker, which is just a sound amplifier. And that actually worked. So when I'm having conversations with mom, it's not constantly, what? She can hear what's going on
right
now. And also when it comes to the cell phone, I was able to get her the phone as well, just by following the tips on the website. I actually take people through the process, show them the finished product. And the amazing thing was, 5 days after I put in for it, the phone was at the nursing home for her. So it actually worked out well, you know, pictures and all of that. And
right.
So
we spend a lot of time with our seniors talking about and preventing senior scams.
Mm-hmm.
We tell them not to click on links. Don't do the, you know, if you get an erroneous email,
yes,
delete it. Don't open it. When you put resources on your website, how do we know it's safe? How can you encourage people to look and click on links? Because we really discourage, you know, especially seniors who may not be as savvy to the way computers are.
I would add one thing. I think you're most at risk when the call is coming into you.
Correct.
If you place the call.
Right. Well, right. That's what I'm talking like in terms of his website. We know we've talked about that. If you're placing the call and you're calling your credit card or you're calling your bank, you're making the call. It's probably going to be safer than if somebody's calling and saying, I'm from here. What's your social?
Right. So all the links on your website have been vetted.
Correct. They're all either government organizations, Lions Club. I have Project Independence on there, your website, Offices of the Aging. I have on there a complete list of state offices of the aging. I have on there the individual dental associations for each state. So those are typically, nonprofit organizations or government-based organizations. There are very few, and when I do seek them out, when I do seek that, you know, what I would call, for our instance, a standard website, I make sure they're moderators of a large forum that deals with caregivers or something like that. So I do vet them. I'm extremely careful about what I put on there because your reputation is on the line. I mean, even though it's my website and I'm telling you to go somewhere else, ultimately it's my reputation if, you know, oh, this guy told me to go here and it was a problem. So you have to be careful in
Rebecca,
that respect.
I think, if I may interpret what you asked is, if you get an email saying a message from the Helping Seniors organization, don't.
Yeah, it's actually more common to get those from financial institutions.
Oh, yes.
Whether it's Chase or it's PayPal. My mother got one. She almost clicked on this. Was about 6 years ago, but it was an email that almost fooled me because it had Chase's logo on it. It was almost
phishing.
It's called a phishing scam. PHISHING.
Right.
And yes, it is something to watch out for. But the easiest way is if you get one of those emails, where rather than responding, okay, call the local branch. Okay, call them to confirm that the information was sent because no reputable organization is going to ask you in an email to confirm your account with your social security number and your date of birth and whatever. They will never ask that.
Right.
That's why on a real application, they'll say, what's the last four digits of your social security number. It's one of the ways that you can tell.
Right. So exactly what you were saying, David, if a bank, even if it looks like it's the bank logo and they're telling, please click on this or call this
when
number.
When in doubt, don't.
Delete it. And like Tony was saying, call your local branch. Find out if they sent it.
Yes.
And they're probably going to tell you they did not.
Yes.
And they will work to put that website out of business.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because what happened was in this particular instance, I called the bank. It obviously was not one of theirs. So they had Chase actually had a specific email, scam@chase.com or something like that. It was a while ago, so that might not be it. But I forwarded the email to them so they could actually shut the site down.
Right. So tell me, when did this site start up? I know you said what happened with your mom wasn't too long ago. That was 2012.
Yeah, it started about 2 months after mom's heart attack. She had the heart attack on the 9th. I think I started it in March just because I saw there was just this tremendous resource list out there. There's so much stuff. Everyone at work is coming and telling me, you know, they're in the same boat. They don't know what's going on, and they don't know where to go to. There is so much out there to help.
Yes.
Not only seniors, but the caregivers as well, to get a break. But the thing is, these entities, government organizations, they really don't have the budget to advertise those types of things. So it's been coming up on my 3-year anniversary. It's going well, and I will continue.
You're going to continue.
Yeah, because it's just basically my biography, you know. You know, the next thing that happens with mom or dad, you know, that's what goes on the site. That's how I determine
it. Could you give the website again
for our audience? Sure. StuffSeniorsNeed.com.
That's the website.
That's the website.
You get that, and then you'll be able to go from there anywhere.
Correct. There's a Get Started link in the menu bar. And what that does is it really takes you through a video how to use the site. It shows the top 10 pages on the website,
right,
where I have the dental care and the hearing aids and the cell phones, among others. How to connect with me through social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, things like that. And the contact me page. I do get a lot of questions and I answer them all. I do take pride in making sure that I get back to everybody within 24 hours, and most times it's a lot less. So that's how – if you have a question – and I get questions from all over the country. Last one was from someone seeking dental care in Tennessee. So I found through the University of Tennessee, they have a dental school where it wasn't free, but it was very cheap, like 80, 90% off. So
– Well, thank you.
No.
Thank you so much. We have about a minute left. So I think what we're learning here is, first of all, it's never too late to plan. So for, you know, those out there that have parents who are aging, maybe it's time to have that talk and just find out. You may be surprised that they have a plan, but maybe you're not aware of it. Know where they keep information. And, you know, just because you ask them to keep the information together, you might need it at another point. It doesn't mean the end, but just make sure you have some open dialogue and plan. Tony, thank you so much. Again, your website is StuffSeniorsNeed.com, and we will be back after a break.